the best natural pools in Fuerteventura. On this island, vast plains and desert landscapes conceal more than just idyllic beaches. You'll find a host of other natural wonders, including natural pools in Fuerteventura. Created by wind and wave erosion over centuries, these crystal clear pools offer you a perfect oasis, made for relaxation. Our Fuerteventura Princess and Club Jandia Princess hotels give you the ideal base to travel all over the island in search of these enchanting destinations. Get ready to find your peace and let your daily stresses ebb away. Ready to go exploring? Betancuria's best kept secret. Betancuria was the first municipality to be founded in the Canary Islands. Its capital is considered to be one of Spain's most beautiful villages. But only a few know that it's also home to the Aguas Verdes natural swimming pools, another jewel of this municipality's crown. These natural pools are hidden from view. To access them, you need to take the FV30 road to Llanos de la Concepción and carry on as far as the Aguas Verdes residential area. And you'll need a love of climbing as well as the sea. To get to the sheltered saltwater pools, you'll need to climb over quite a few rocks. Given the distance, it's a good idea to take everything you'll need for a day out, whether you're on your own or with family or friends. Be sure to visit during low tide, when these natural swimming pools are all about calm waters and an abundant variety of aquatic flora and fauna, ideal for sea lovers. The Charcones de Ajuí. Another obligatory stop on your tour of Fuerteventura's hidden delights is Ajuí, where you'll find the Charcones de Ajuí. These pools are another of the islander's best-kept secrets, and are at their best at low tide. As the tide ebbs away, the water is left behind in the rocky formations, creating natural saltwater pools. To get there, you need to head for the town of Ajuí in the municipality of Pájara, and travel a further 1.5 kilometers. You'll need comfy footwear. The access route is rocky and runs parallel to the coast that takes you to the foot of a cliff. The minute you get there, you'll see two large natural swimming pools, both with different depths, just waiting for you to dive in. The pools aren't very close to the village, so you'll need to take everything you need to for a day on the beach. In Ajuí itself, you'll find shops and cafes where you can get everything you need for your trip to the pools. El Cotillo is more than a beach. A lot of people head to El Cotillo in search of its famous white sand beaches, but when they get there, they soon realize there's more to it. Playa de los Charcos Beach is near Tostón Lighthouse, and is named after the small pools, simply begging you to take a calm and safe dip surrounded by the incredible volcanic landscape. A collection of pools of stunning crystalline turquoise waters on a bed of white sand. What more could you wish for? To get to El Cotillo, take the last stretch of the FV10 road from La Oliva, passing through Lajeres and El Roque. Once you get to El Cotillo, just follow the signs to the Tostón Lighthouse. It takes about 10 minutes by car and you can easily park there. You'll find these small, but perfectly formed, natural swimming pools along the nature trail to the right of the Faro. Young people and families with small children love it here, as the sea is nice and shallow. Remember to take everything you need for the day. The town has plenty of shops, but it is a walk away. Calita de Fust Natural Pool. When the tide is low and calm, you'll find this crystal clear natural pool in the environs of Calita de Fust. It's a good idea to take suitable, comfy footwear, as you'll need to access the pools over the rocks at low tide, and it can be slippery. And take some food and drink, as it's a pretty isolated spot. To get to the pool, park in the Avenida Marítima car park near Playa del Castillo. You'll see the beautiful swimming pool when you look out over the rocks. Puerto de Lobos. Our blog wouldn't be complete without mentioning Playa del Puertito. It's located on Isla de Lobos, a small, practically virgin island spanning just 4.5 kilometers that you can reach via a 20-minute ferry ride from Carrilejo. It's a unique spot where you can take in nature at its most unspoilt. The beach is made up of various coves and natural pools where crystalline blue water and white sand come together in perfect harmony. It's one of the best views the Canary Islands have to offer. If you're in Fuerteventura, and you decide to head to one of these natural pools, tell us all about it in the comments.